The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Ani ledoidi v'doidi li pitochen chodesh el. So, Baruch Hashem, we are continuing our shiur on pitochen. And it happens to be that Bitochen is one of the main themes of preparation for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We started yesterday with the blowing of the shofar to wake us up, to come back to the reality of life, to leave what the Rambam calls Havli Hazman. People are so preoccupied with things that have no lasting value. That's what Havel means. Havel means something that has no lasting value. Just like the first person, Kain v'Havel. Havel had it also. He didn't last. He died. Didn't have any descendants even. And even Chazal say that he was a Rayat Sain. Rayat Sain is a sign, person who gives too much weight to wealth, material wealth, which in itself is one of the Havolim. To have the money we need is very important. Hashem gives somebody wealth, it's a challenge to use it properly. But to make it onto our picture of success in life, that is a hevel. Because you could put a whole life into this imaginary success, and one or two things can happen. Either we'll never achieve it, and then we put so much effort into something which we anyway were not destined to get. And if we do achieve it, if our mind frame is that wealth is so important, we won't use it properly. It'll be even worse. So either way, we're killing our whole lives. So this is the time now to realize what's the hevel and what's the reality, what's the important things, where to put our energy. And the most important thing is to build up a living relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that's not hevel. That's the only thing that's lasting. So we read in this week's parasha, Bonim Atem Hashem Elikechem. You are children of Hashem, and therefore you shouldn't cut yourself. When somebody dies, you shouldn't be overly in pain. The pain we have when somebody dies is because he's not with us. We miss them. But we have to have that clarity that Ki Am Kodesh, that's what it says. Kodesh means a nation whose reality is Kedusha. The difference between Kedusha, Kodesh, and Choyl is Choyl. Is something that is transient, temporary. Anything physical is temporary. Nothing lasts forever. The entire physical world, everything has its half-life, and full life, and then it's finished. But Kodesh, Kedusha, remains eternally. And that's what Torah is saying, so the Rambam and Pshat the Pasuk. Recognize, what is our Metzius? We are Kodesh, eternal being. When one dies, nothing changed. We just miss him. But he is just continuing his process. You can do it tzaddikim before the death. It doesn't shake them up because it's not like a whole type of life is stopping something who's starting. They're continuing the same thing they were doing all along. Kamavan, there's a tzar. Don't have any more ability to do mitzvahs after one passes away.
But the Kol HaLashon.
That's the Mahalach HaChaim. That's our goal. The Mahalach HaChaim this world will be equal to the Mahalach HaChaim that we'll have after Meiv Esim Shana. So that's the second thing we started doing already now. We started saying a wonderful Mizma twice a day. Redavid Hashem Oiv Yishi, like we said yesterday, Hashem enlightens me. It gives me the clear picture of life. A person who looks only at the physical world is looking at darkness in respect to the true light of life, the beauty of life. Just like in a dark room, you barely see anything. You see shadows of things. You turn on the light, you see the beautiful colors and the shapes. The same is between the spiritual world and the physical world. All the beauty we have in this world, which is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that is darkness in respect to that beautiful life, Bayis Hashem. And we all know that. We put Makoichas into it. It's a different quality of life. We have so many opportunities to pay attention. Beautiful life Hashem gives us, the beautiful everything around us that Hashem has given us. And more than anything else, He has chosen us as His special nation to be. Bonim Hashem Elikeinu. Mimi Ira Hashem Oyechayim Mimi Efchod. That's the opening line. Mamish, pure, unadulterated Vitochen lines. I don't have to be afraid of anybody because I'm with Hashem. That's what every day we're reminding ourselves. This is it. All those things I'm afraid about, all the things that are in my life are getting me nervous, whether it be fear from somebody or fear from a disease or fear what's going to be with my children or fear what's going to be with my health. Lo Ira, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm in good hands. And all those directions, all those paths, all those needs, I'm going to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's this month to build up that feeling. Yesh lanu av, like we said. Hashem is crying for us every day that we're not yet in the Geula, but He's thinking about us and we're thinking about Him. So that's what I want to say today. In the Dovah Hashem Oyri, we're looking forward not to gloomy days, but the days of extreme light. Not what people think is fear of Yom HaDin, which is true, it's a good thing to have. But that's the truth of a fear for the real thing. But all that other stuff for sure. No fear. Mimi Ira, Mimi Efrod. We have beautiful, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be so you could take advantage of these beautiful times and think more and more how we have a loving Avinu Sheba Shemayim. I was going to dive into and put some extra effort into our tefillahs. Make them real. Just stop a little bit at any point of davening and say, I'm not just praying. I'm not just doing a ceremony. I'm speaking to my beloved Father. Mitzvah Hashem. We do that. Mitzvah Hashem. Tov Shin Pei Beis. We'll be here with much more. Only Simchas and Yeshuas. So many tzaras we went through. Tov Pei Aleph. Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Mitzvah Hashem. It's in our hands. To enlighten the world, to enlighten our lives. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Dodeinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.